What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Life is Beautifully Complex. We're on episode 6 now, and this is our second episode of the Pride series, so.
Which, a lot has happened between our first episode till now
for Pride. I know. We went to Pride last weekend in Portland, Maine, not Oregon. And, it was really cool. It was really, like, busy.
Yeah, for a small space like Portland, mostly where it was held, it was really busy and crowded and overwhelmed, but to see everybody interact with each other for such a special and precious, like, moment.
Yeah. It was cool. We didn't stay very long. Well, we didn't stay at the, like, festival very long because it got really overwhelming.
Yeah.
But we ended up walking up to Congress Street, like, where there's a bunch of restaurants and shops and stuff, and just kind of ate our way through Portland, which was really cool.
But even then, all those shops and restaurants had so much pride on their windows.
I know, there's rainbow flags, like, everywhere, which is really cool.
Not even just the flags, but just, like, their own, like, rendition of, like, the rainbow scheme.
Yeah.
Like, the colors.
Yeah. It was really, what was it, Rennie's had, like, the shirts?
Yeah, the shirts hanging on the window, and then they had, like, rainbow-colored furniture out on the
other side. It was cool. We're currently recording in my bedroom on the floor right now. We don't really have a podcast space at the moment, so.
We were moved for a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, so we had a really good time. My friend Dina came up, or down from Jackman, and she came with us, and that was really cool. I made her try raw oysters for the first time.
Those were good, though.
They were good. Boda has, like, some of the best food. And Oliver's in here. My dog, and he's just, like, wanting to make as much noise as humanly possible. But, yeah, so we had an overall really good time.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
We kind of did it our own way instead of just staying for the festival. We went up and kind of explored Portland.
Right.
Oliver's drinking.
My dog does it.
This podcast literally always becomes an ASMR podcast, no matter what.
Throughout part of it.
Yeah, at least.
But, yeah, I think my favorite part was of the whole festival was that the drag queen that
performed. Oh my gosh, that was so cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, so cool. I've never actually gone to a drag show.
Me neither.
I would love to do that.
Actually, my friend Reed does drag too.
Really?
Yep.
That's cool. It was really, really cool. We had a lot of fun. And I have, like, really bad social anxiety, so being in that crowd was...
Oh, yeah, but same.
Was really...
One familiar face I saw was my cousin, and he was just volunteering for the event.
I think we literally walked through, stopped for, like, 5 minutes to watch that show, and then continued walking right out of
the festival. And then we made a circle to avoid the steep hills to head off to Conquer Street
to go good. Eat. I think we went to 3 different places and had food at each place.
Yeah, we did.
Poutine and then, melted cheese.
Cheese curds.
Yeah, and then oysters. And yeah. What did you have?
I had, like, chicken.
Thai chicken.
Like, fried chicken.
Yeah, it was really good. Good stuff. And then, if you don't already know this, which you'd have to be living under a rock to not, Taylor Swift put out a song called You Need to Calm Down, and if any of you know me, you know that I'm, like, the biggest Taylor Swift fan, and I was listening to
it's not an over-exaggeration, I hope you guys know that.
Like, I have so much of her merch, and,
she's,
like...
She's a die-hard fan.
I love her so much, and I honestly really admire her, and, like, she, like, has inspired me to do so much in marketing just because of the way she markets her stuff. Is really cool. But
yeah, that song's amazing.
It's so good. It's such an anthem. We've been
listening to it on repeat for the past, how many days? 2 days since it's come out?
When it came out, I don't even know.
I don't remember.
The other day.
It's just
so good.
Nonstop.
Yeah, and it's such an anthem for, like, the LGBTQ plus community and women and just people in general. It touches on everything.
More of, like, how society should be in general.
Right, because she talks about bullying, internet bullying, pinning women against other women.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, she talks about the Pride Parade and the LGBT community and, like, just, like, in general, just people being hateful, which is something we've talked about a lot on here.
Right.
And then she put out a lyric video for it, and I was watching it at midnight, like, when the song came out, and there's a line in it that says, "Shade never made anybody less gay," and it was just, like, I immediately started crying, because it's, like, there's not enough representation, I don't think, and, like, to have somebody that's so huge in the music industry and just in entertainment in general, like, put themselves out there as an ally to our community is, like, right. So massive. And
at least not anybody that's this big.
Right, know? And to show that support is, like,
it's huge. It's, yeah. Like, a milestone into what we can and do more forward.
She's been pushing, like, to sign this petition for her petition for the Equality Act, and, like,
mm-hmm.
She, in her lyrics, like, she wrote out the word GLAD with two A's for the, you know, obviously GLAD,
right.
The organization. And then the music video came out today, and it showcased, like, Ellen DeGeneres and RuPaul and Todrick Hall and, like,
right.
All these amazing icons. And then at the end of it, her and Katy Perry made up, and I was just, like, blown away. But there is so much symbolism in the video and so much support for the community. And, like, it was just, it feels like a good time to, like, be living right now. Like, even though there's so much bad out there, there's people like her who, like, and all these people that were, like, Ellen, you know,
right.
That just try and spread positivity and awareness in the world. And, like, it's such an inspiration and, like, pushes me to be better and makes me feel more comfortable and more accepted.
Which is probably her goal, honestly, because a lot of people do have trouble finding that comfortable, you know, place.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. I'm just, like, really, really bad at keeping up with media, which is outrageous because I have a degree in media.
I'm such a, like, content consumer, like,
right.
I'm constantly on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram, and
which I am the same way, like, I'll see it, but, like, I don't have the chance until, like, later. Like, when you were waiting up to listen to the song, I was actually watching a basketball game with my sister, aka Go Raptors. We the North.
I only watch sports if it's, like, if I'm, like, in New Jersey with my grandmother, like, we'll watch the Philadelphia teams because right. I'm a, like, Philadelphia fan, but, like, and I watched the Super Bowl when the Eagles won, but other than that, I'm not, like, I don't sit down and watch sports unless it's, like, with friends or family.
Yeah, that's why I ended up watching this basketball game, because my sister is such a diehard sports fan. I'm like, you know what? You know, let's watch it. It's, like, the championships, and it was, like, almost heartwarming to see Toronto win
that night. Yeah, it's cool when, like, the underdogs.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're underdogs,
but oh, they are. They were big time.
Yeah, that is cool. I don't know. I just think, like, people will be like, oh, you're on your phone all the time. But it's, like, if you're not, like, if you're not paying attention to what's going on in the world, like, you miss out on so much.
Right.
Oliver just literally has to be moving at all times. I don't know why he can't just settle down. But, yeah, so, like, I'm always looking at, trying to figure out what's going on in the world and, like, consuming that content constantly, especially, like, working in the industry that I work in, like,
right.
In treatment and with adolescents, like, mm-hmm. you kind of have to be on top of that, the trends and, like, what's going on in the world and, like, what they're dealing with and seeing and consuming, because right. it, like, adds to all of their, like, issues, you know?
Like, I'll sit and when I see something that I can read, I'll read it. Yeah. But, like, if I see something that, like, I should watch or, like, I want to watch, I always put it in my watch later folder. Because for me, I'm the type of person that I have to be doing something else, like, in front of the computer to watch something. You know, like, with a snack yeah. or, like, if I'm working on something, you know? Because, like, I'll pay attention to it, but I'll also get work done. I feel like when I'm able to just sit down and just watch for, just to watch, you know, doing nothing else, I end up falling asleep.
Yeah, I don't ever really watch stuff on my computer. If I watch Netflix or anything like that, it's always on my TV. And then if I watch, like, YouTube or Instagram or whatever, that's always on my phone.
But I think I'm just half blind that I have to have it on my laptop or a TV.
Yeah, my TV's, I feel like it's so small sometimes that I need glasses. I have to, like, squint.
Yeah, I remember that one night I was staying with you, and we were watching the, what was it, 48 Hour or something like that, the crime
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
And I was either squinting or I had my glasses on.
Oliver found an ant on the floor that he's investigating.
Don't eat it.
Please. Oh, God. yeah, I'm always like, I can never see. I need to get my eyes checked. Something I found really interesting was when we were walking with Dina and we were walking through or going to Congress Street, mm-hmm. She asked me, she was like, you know, do you regret anything? And I thought she meant initially, like, just in life.
Before we get into that topic, can we talk about how I went on a date on Thursday?
Yes, let's dive into that first. Wait, what if he listens to this?
I haven't told him that I did a podcast.
Okay, does he follow you on any social media? Because
no, it's on there. So we haven't really followed each other on social media yet. We've been, like, in that talking / going out stage.
Yeah.
So recently, last Thursday, I went on a date with this guy, even though I said that I wasn't going to date.
Literally, you said that in our, like, thank you next video.
Episode or podcast. 3, I was like, I'm single, I'm not dating, don't hit me up, please. And then I meet this guy on Hinge. And we've been talking for, like, 2 weeks, and then we finally went out on a date Thursday, and honestly, I thought it was just, like, the sweetest thing. I was so freaking nervous.
Oh, boy.
I remember I was Snapchatting everybody. I was texting everybody. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know if I can do this, but I don't want to back out last minute. I was like, you know what? It's been a year and a half, more than a year and a half since you went on a date, Serena. Just go. And honestly, I am not going to go into detail just in case he listens, but he took me out to dinner, and yes, he did treat.
He better. That's such an awkward thing with me. Like, when you go, like, like, dating girls, it's like, who pays, you know? Right. But I always assume it's just the person who asked.
That's what go. I'm saying. That's what I'm thinking, because I'm like, oh, maybe I'll offer to split it.
Yeah.
But he's the one that asked me out, and I was like, yeah, sure. So then, like, and I don't know why, but, like, the waitress just automatically moved the bill towards him.
They do that with guys, like.
I was just like, where's the equality in that? But, like, I'll take it, I guess. But, yeah, so we have a second date coming up in, like, this week.
That's cool. But, I'm not dating.
But,
I mean, I can't say I'm not dating. I'm not actively dating. Like, I'm talking to people.
Yeah, like, I didn't even think this was gonna happen. I thought I was just gonna talk to him and that'd be it. But one day he was just like, hey, if you're interested by any chance, do you want to meet up maybe for dinner? I'm just like, I looked at my phone, I got that notification, I started screaming in my bedroom. Luckily my mom wasn't home at the time. I just literally screamed.
It's such a, like, innocent, like, I forget where I heard this, but it was like the initial, like, oh, it was the Demi Lovato documentary. She was talking about, like, the initial, like, stages of dating somebody and, like, how exciting it is and, like, mm-hmm. you're excited for that text or, like, right. whatever, like, you're waiting for it and, like, the moments, like, leading up to going out or whatever, it's, like, such an exciting time. It's so, like, adrenaline-filled.
I don't think it was exciting when I got that text. I was just like, oh, my God, he's taking initiative. So then I was just, like, screaming for at least a good 4 minutes before I, like, replied back, yeah, sure, why not?
Oh, my so, yeah, gosh. Dating with Sabrina.
Oh, my God. It's a roller coaster, guys. But, yeah, that's an update on my love life. Stay tuned for the next adventures of dating with Sabrina.
It's like a little segment. Oh, my gosh.
I'll yeah. keep you guys updated. Hopefully, if he ever listens to this, oh, my God, that'd be so embarrassing. Skip.
People that I'm talking to, well, like, I can't say people. Like, I'm not, it's not like I'm talking to a whole bunch of people, but, like, you know. They listen.
Yeah.
So we're not gonna.
Maybe one day, if he knows that I do this podcast and he knows that I'm speaking like this about our date, he'll be okay for me to reveal who he is if it gets to that point.
Hey everyone, I really hope you're enjoying our podcast, Life is Beautifully Complex. Did you know that you can actually get paid just for listening to this podcast? I know it sounds insane, but it's true. We just discovered this free new app called Podcoin, and it literally pays you to listen to podcasts. Here's how it works. You listen to podcasts and you earn Podcoin while you listen. Then you turn that Podcoin in for gift cards at places like Amazon or Starbucks, or if you're a good person, which I know you are, you could even donate that Podcoin to charity. The more you listen, the more you earn. So here's what you do. Download the app right now on iPhone or Android, and I have a special code for you. Simply use our code COMPLEX, and you'll get 300 Podcoin just for signing up. And if you listen to enough of us on there, you can get a cappuccino at Starbucks or an Amazon gift card on us. So go ahead and go listen to this podcast or virtually any podcast on Podcoin and sign up with code COMPLEX. I swear it'll change the way you listen to podcasts. Yeah. What are your thoughts on long distance? Before I jump into my, like, serious talk.
Oh, my God.
I
feel like you know how I feel about long distance.
But you've done it.
But then, like, I think also so people I. may assume what I think about long distance because I went through it twice.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, my God, she's never going to do long distance ever again. Like, that was so shitty for her. Like, why would she ever do it again? But see, I like having a long-distance relationship.
I do and I don't.
It's weird to say, but I think if it's because, like, if I start a long-distance relationship without any, like, PDA, physical contact, like, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But if it's, like...
But you're not... You're less about that and more, like,
emotional. Yeah, I'm, like, I almost reject PDA sometimes. Unless I'm, like, really, really comfortable with you. But, yeah, more of, like, the emotional aspect than anything. I think that's a big part of, like, my love language.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, words of affirmation is really big for me. Because, like, I always need that type of reassurance with my anxiety. Yeah. But honestly, I do. I really do like long distance. I don't see a problem with it. I am very, like, trusting in my partner. And I'm also very trustworthy. Like, I don't date as often, so you can't really find me cheating with cheating on anybody. And because I've done it twice, I know the pros and the cons of long distance. And honestly, if I had a chance to do it again, I would. It's not my first choice, but like if it's come down to long distance, say if I'm on like a business trip or if I move somewhere, like I would do things to make it work.
Right.
Don't know about the other side, but as long as they make it work, I feel like long distance just makes everything grow stronger.
Yeah.
Because when you do see them, you have that, like, moment of time when you're with them, and you make every second count.
Yeah. I see, like, I don't mind it, really, but, like, I'm at a point in my life where, like, where I want to settle down. Kind of, like, not, like, immediately, because I've done that already and it didn't work. Like, I want to find somebody who's, like, who wants to, like, have a relationship and, like, not play games and not, like, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't...
No, I'm the same way, though. Like, I... Even though I feel super young, like, I have a whole life ahead of me, being almost 22, I feel like I'm ready to settle down with somebody. Like, I want to find a relationship, and I just want to start that life. But I feel like even with long distance, that when you have a long distance relationship, you either make a compromise that they come to you or you come to them. And mm-hmm. at what point in life when it actually works and you're ready to, like, have your own place, start a family together, like, that's when you guys will just, like, meet in the middle somewhere and be like, okay, we'll live here, you get to do this, and just, like, work it out, you know, like...
Yeah, it has to be the right person for me. Like, if I connect with somebody, like, I don't know necessarily that, like, if I started talking to somebody and we hadn't hung out in person, or, like, somebody I've known for a while that doesn't live close to me, and, like, mm-hmm. we start talking, like, I wouldn't want to make any type of official... like, relationship until seeing them again or seeing them in person. Like, right. I just, like, I need that connection, and, like, mm-hmm. I also need to know it's going somewhere and not just, like, be on the phone or, like, going right. back and forth, and neither of us has any intention of yeah. moving, you know, wherever they are. But, yeah, I don't know. It's such an interesting topic, because, like, I don't, there's nobody around here really, which is why, like, I'm excited to move and, like, get out and meet new people, but
right.
at the same time, it's really scary and daunting. And, like, if you can have a long distance relationship with somebody who you care about already, or, like, that you connect with, like, I don't see an issue with it.
I mean, yeah, definitely, because for me, when I started the long distance relationship, I don't even think you can call it a relationship, though. Well, I guess you could, but he wouldn't. But we basically just started talking on the phone first, and then after talking on the phone, we moved to FaceTime, and I think FaceTiming him just made everything a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
On both our parts. I know for a fact that we definitely craved that physical, like, touch.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, oh, I'm gonna fly over, and, you know, we'll right. have that. And I think that it was there for just, like, a little bit, but he hated that I had to leave early.
Yeah.
I knew that for a fact. And I'm like, yeah, I hate it too. I wish I could stay longer, but I was in school, and I had projects to do, and he had work. So we had that, and then we had, like, that whole serious conversation how, like, he wasn't a fan of long distance, but I'm like, I'm willing to make it work. Even if he doesn't fly over, I could always fly over because I just love to travel, so I take advantage of that.
Right.
When being in, like, long distance. Like, I know the one before it, I drove all the way to Missouri to go see one of my friends on, off, whatever we want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
On base, and I had a grand old time, got to see a new place, got to experience that. And I don't know, it's different for everybody, I know that for a fact. And it's also what the other side thinks of it, and right. what they do in a long distance that either makes it or breaks it.
Right, like, I'm loyal to a fault, and... in relationships, and, you know, a lot of people aren't, and it there's, I think, so much like, potential for things to go wrong in a long distance relationship, although you do get that, like, break from each other,
right? I also think if you can't be alone, you can't have a long distance relationship,
right? Yeah,
because it's just gonna be harder on you, and it's gonna be harder on them. Yeah. So I think that's, like, the most important thing to, like, understand and make sure you have done, that you're able to be alone, and that you trust your partner, and that you trust yourself, and just, I don't know, you just need to at least love yourself enough to be able to be like, okay, I'm gonna see them again.
Right.
One day, sooner or later, and it's gonna be the best thing ever. I'm gonna have that time for them. And being connected through social media, being connected through just talking on the phone or FaceTime just makes it a whole lot easier to have a long distance relationship. And of course that would be stronger because then you start to miss a person in a different way than you normally would.
Right.
When you would see them in person and then just be, what, like a town away or like,
yeah,
two blocks away.
Yep. I agree. Yeah, so like I was saying before, when we were in Portland, my friend Dino was like, you know, talking about like regrets and like if I had any, and she meant like, do I regret not coming out sooner and waiting so long? And it was such an interesting question because nobody's ever asked me that before. And I had to kind of think about it and I was like, you know what? Yeah. Like, not so much regrets. I'm just sad that I wasted so much time not being authentic to myself and like not falling in love and not being with somebody and like forcing myself to just be alone and like accept that,
mm-hmm.
so that I didn't have to come out to anyone,
right.
and just like not dating, not getting close with anybody, not like being true to myself. And it's hard. Like, I do feel like I wasted a lot of time. I mean, granted, like I was going to school and doing all kinds of stuff, but like I definitely wasn't being truthful with myself and
mm-hmm.
missed out, and I was really lonely and like alone. And it's interesting like that she picked up on that. And I still feel like when we go to Pride or anything, I still don't feel like I fit in yet.
Right.
Just because I'm still kind of figuring out myself and like where I fit in the mix of life, and like I'm still very new to this community.
Right. And I also think it's because not only all of that, but she did use it against you.
Yeah.
Like big time, and hurt you so much because of it.
The ex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there are things that she said and things that she did that made you go back into your bubble.
Yeah.
So I think that's the reason why it's just so hard to go out sometimes, and hard to see yourself fit in such a loving group of people in one place, you know?
Right. Yeah, I tried to be really, like, I don't know, like, kind in our, like, episode about our exes and, like, the truth of the matter is like, just because that's just kind of who I am, like, I don't want to hurt anyone.
Kill them with kindness.
Yeah, and, the truth of the matter is like, I did get really hurt, and I did, like, it took a lot out of me and, like,
mm-hmm.
broke me a little bit, you know, and made me second guess a lot of things in my life. And also, in the same, you know, on the same note, like, it forced me to be better. And,
right.
and like, there's a lot of good came out of, like, a really dark time in my life. But at the end of the day, like, I'm still struggling, still kind of picking up those pieces and, like,
mm-hmm.
Figuring out where I fit in and, like, accepting myself and being comfortable with myself. And, like my family's so accepting, and I'm still just, like, you know, barely comfortable, like, talking about things,
right.
you know.
And it'll take time. I know that for a fact, because everything is just still so new. But this is also a life that you're still exploring.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know, like, I've always had a hard time, like I've said before, like, being in the center of attention, or, you know, so I like quietly watch from the sidelines, you know, and like,
yeah.
Acknowledge like what I'm feeling, and like, I want to be a part of that community, and like, 'cause it's so loving and so accepting. And like, I think that's why things like Taylor Swift's song because it hit me so hard because she's somebody that I've looked up to and like admired and loved for so long.
Right.
And for someone like her to come out and say like, yeah, you're fine. Like, you're good. It's fine to be this way and love who you love. And like, that was such a huge thing for me. And I know like some people were being rude about it in the LGBT community and saying like, oh, she's exploiting our community to make money or whatever. It's like, you know, even if that was like the underlying goal, which it's
for
not
her, like let's just say,
but even if it was like, I don't, it still brings so much awareness and so much light to everything that goes right on all the time. And like, I don't, it's just, I can never see that as a negative. Like anybody that wants to speak out in support for the community and for like, that's
and like, it's, and she did it in a way where like everybody can connect, you
right
know, it through music, through song lyrics that probably had such an expressive way to do it without like having people struggling on what they want to say. Like she
right
said it for them.
Right, exactly. And like I was reading so many Twitter comments the night that she released that song, and people's reactions were the same. They were just like crying, these like, it's such an overwhelming feeling to have somebody support you in such a big way and support like just your way of life and who you love, and like that, and for it to feel like a massively accepted thing is like, it was an overwhelming feeling. And like I think a lot of things, like I am scared of what people think, I am scared of like wearing like rainbow things and like going out into public. Like I see so many negative things and so many like those two girls that got beat up, like the
right.
There's still so much hate out there, and I feel like I'm a very fragile person. Like I'm very strong in some capacity, but like super sensitive, so like any amount of hate or anger is really upsetting to me. And so there is still that fear, and like I am afraid of not being accepted and like not being, you know, being portrayed as one thing or having people stereotype me. Or like, you know, I remember being on vacation with my ex, and this guy came up to us, like me, her, and her friend,
mm-hmm,
and he was hitting on her, and I didn't feel comfortable like saying like, hey, like back off, that's my girlfriend. And
right
she basically acted like we were all just friends, or like, and instead of being like, yeah, no, like no thank you, like
she went along with it
because he was like offering to let us like go get kayaks or canoes or whatever for free, and like our long or paddle boards or whatever, like
yeah.
And she did that a lot, and it was something where I was like, she's either not comfortable or like, which made me uncomfortable. So
of
like,
course.
I couldn't like, and it just upset me so much. And like, it didn't really seem to matter. Like she either was just like oblivious to it, or just, I don't know. She said so many times, like he would be like, oh, are these your friends? Or are these your sisters? Like, and it's like, instead of being like, no, like, this is my girlfriend and this is my friend, she would be like, yeah, they're my friends or whatever. Like, and that was upsetting. It's like, and I, like, my mentality is like, if they're not accepting, like, screw them. Like,
right
when I love somebody, like, I want to shout it from the rooftops and,
show
like,
show them off.
Yeah, like, and the fact that she wasn't comfortable made me extremely uncomfortable. Like, I don't know. I just, like, was not happy with it. Like I just felt really bad, and it's part of the reason why I think like I am so like closed off sometimes about it.
Yeah, like hesitant.
Yeah, and just nervous in general. Like I already have anxiety, so like
right. I think
just
it's just
adds
more
to
of
it.
The fact of like finding that person that you're comfortable with in order to be like, hey, I can say this, I can do this, now that I have your support, and that
yeah
you're not afraid to love me for who I am, and
that's the thing.
Not
like,
afraid to say that.
I need somebody that doesn't care, that like loves that I'm sensitive, loves that I'm, you know, close with my family and mm-hmm. friends, and like that I want to do all these things. I have all these dreams and goals, and supports them, and it's not one-sided, like,
right.
and that they're comfortable with themselves and like, or with themselves, and like, I cannot get into another relationship where the person's like, I don't know, like has
always like putting you down and yeah. making everything so negative.
And isn't comfortable with themselves, or like, you know, isn't, you know, has like massive baggage that's like exes that are still massively in the picture, and like right. they won't tell them not to, you know, back off. Like right. that's not okay with me, you know?
And it's just so hard to find somebody like that, because they all want to do like these things to try new stuff and try to figure out what they want, but they mm-hmm. do it by using other people. And I just feel like you just gotta know yourself before you start going out there. And not only that, I also feel like there's a rush into finding somebody.
Yeah.
Which doesn't help at all. And it's more of the fact that, like, your life is your own timeline. Like, yeah. that's my favorite thing to see and hear other people say, because I know for the longest time, I would always think that, like, oh, I have to be here at this age.
Right.
When in fact that, like, it doesn't have to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember I was so upset that I had to take a whole semester off. I wasn't going to graduate on time, which I end up actually graduating on time. But I remember that killed me. I'm like, I really can't take a semester off. I'll graduate later than I wanted to, and my right. life will just be off track. But then after taking that semester off and just working on myself, working on my career, I was like, you know what? I'll be fine. And it's yeah. the same thing for finding somebody, because I know, as it sucks to say, but I'm only 22 and I'm already being asked about grandchildren.
Yeah.
And I just need a career first.
Yeah, I feel that.
I was being asked this before I was even in a relationship. Let's be real now. But
yeah, I
we'll all get there.
And I think, like, right now I have such a massive wall up. And, like, I just, like, I'm so scared to connect with somebody again, because I'm so scared of it not working.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, falling for somebody and then it falling apart.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
And, I didn't want to continue feeling bad or letting that situation, like, define who I was, but it was such a massive deal for me and such a, like, bad thing that so much good has come out of it, and also, like,
right.
a lot of upsetness, a lot of brokenness.
And you just gotta take that time to heal, and it'll get better, and it'll get there one day. It's just what we have to do for ourselves in order for it to be healed completely.
Yeah, and I think for me, it's, like, I know that she just doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, she's living her life, and it's fine, and she's fine, and, like, no, like, issue for her. But, yeah. like, the devastation left behind was just, like, that's, it's something I don't understand, is I don't understand people who just don't have empathy or care about other people.
Mm-hmm.
And can just, like, cut them off and then just be done and, like, not, like, ever come back, not recognize the bad that they've done or, like, the damage they've caused and, like, own up to it. Like, I'm the first to say, like, I've probably screwed up a million and one times. And, I probably Same. Did so much wrong. But, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
here I am trying to, like, make my life better and move on and, like, live my life, and yeah. there's still so much damage.
Right, I feel you. I'm just as scared as you are, because everything that I've went through always just never worked out. Because
mm-hmm.
they either wanted me for one thing or another, and I just wasn't ready for that. I didn't want to do any of what they wanted me to do, and instead of being peer pressured, I just said, okay, bye. And it never worked out, because they either got upset with me because I stood my ground, because I just can't give in like that. Like,
right.
I respect myself too much to even go there, which is just, like, my personality trait. And I don't know, just people try to click with me only to get what they want.
Right.
And I just can't do that again. And honestly, I think before Chicago guy actually cared for one point, but then, like, I feel like he just stopped.
Yeah.
And that's why it was so easy for me just to cut him off.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Pride Month has been super eye-opening this year. Just because I have noticed so much support for our community, and, like, it's helping me to be accepting of myself, and, like, I don't know, it's really good to have this podcast to kind of talk about the things that are in my head instead of, like, letting them sit there.
Right.
And I know for you too.
Oh, yeah, like, definitely.
And just hearing the feedback, but yeah, so, and then, let's see, a week from Saturday, well, a week from Wednesday, I'll be headed down to New Jersey.
And I'll be there a week from Thursday.
Mm-hmm, because Warped Tour is happening, and I'm doing a lot of Pride-type things at our tent, because I think it's really important. Because it is Pride Month, and we've never really done that.
Right, I remember.
But we have, like, right now on the website at cyhm.org, we have two Pride shirts. One of them was designed by one of our reps. And, like, I'm really going to try to, like, hand out cards for the podcast. And, like, we're having, like, we have our rainbow tent, and we've got, like, we're just, like, adding that in there because... Even though we always talk about, like, struggles within the LGBTQ+ community, it's never been kind of in the forefront of what we've talked about. It's mostly mental health and suicide awareness.
Right.
And I'm trying to bring the community part of it to our organization this year and opening myself up to younger people to talk about it and talk about the struggles. Yeah, so we actually, our friend Caitlin, who, she's actually coming, she was the first teen rep, she's coming over from England, she actually wrote to us on Facebook. I don't know if you want to read her thing, but, because we asked, like, if you have any questions or, like, things you want answered on the podcast about, like, for Pride Month.
Let me pull that.
Yeah, so we kind of reached out to people, and we're like, if you want us to talk about anything, like, let us know.
So her comment is, not sure how to deal with the fact that my mom doesn't understand or accept my sexuality. It stopped me from coming out completely, and I'm not really sure what to do or how to feel. Any advice?
I feel like this happens so frequently. Like, people come out, like, and then, like, go back in the closet because of not being accepted, and I definitely feel that. I've been there, not really with my mom, but, like, just, like,
with other people.
Yeah, and my advice, as hard as that it's going to be probably, is to just, like, live your truth, and maybe you don't have to, like, come out. You just love who you love, and, like, just start kind of living that way, and I hate that we even have to, like, come out as,
and, like,
bi or gay or whatever. Yeah, it's like
saying that, oh, this is who I am, what I am.
Right, like, I came out to, like, my family and my immediate friends, but on social media I just kind of started putting, like, a rainbow on things and, like,
right,
you know.
And I think the more exposure there is, the more chances that people will start to get used to seeing you as you truly are.
Right.
And I think that would also, like, help a lot.
And I know, like, it's probably really hard to have a not accepting family. My hope is that she will eventually come around and accept you because parents should accept their children for whoever they are.
Right.
Maybe try and have a conversation with her about it and just say, like, this is really hurting me and really damaging. And, like, mm-hmm. this is who I am.
Right.
And, like, sorry that you don't accept it, but, like, this is how it is. And, but you have to be ready. Like, you really, really have to be ready.
For that type of conversation.
Yeah, and you have to be ready to come out and, like, and live that way. And if you're not ready, don't push yourself, because you're only going to hurt yourself if you right. do it because of somebody else, or, like, you feel a pressure to do it. Like, definitely only do that if you're ready and know, like,
right.
that you're ready to have yeah. that conversation.
Not just towards Caitlin personally, it's just towards anybody else who's feeling that way. You definitely have more people to talk to if you ever need help to gather your words
mm-hmm.
in order to make it sound the way that you want it to come out, instead of being it twisted by people that don't support you or just trying to make it seem like, no, this is the way that you're supposed to think.
Right.
And I've definitely have had that happen to me so many times.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I think you should send your mom the Coming Out song by Allie Hills.
You know, lighten up the mood before yeah, you're yeah. just like, so.
Yeah, it's a good time.
This is how I feel.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so next week I think we're going to have my friend Chris on the episode, and maybe my friend Renee. I'm not sure.
Wow, our first guests.
I know, it's so exciting. We're getting so
big. We're already there.
We are going down to Warped Tour next week. So the episode, next week's episode is the last Pride series episode, and then we will be doing back to normal, like,
life in general.
Life in general. Definitely look out for the, like, we'll do a Warped Tour recap podcast kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
With Caitlin.
And if you guys go on a Warped Tour, we'll keep you updated on our Instagram story, so you'll be able to find us way much easier if you want to come say hi and come talk to us about our podcast or just get to know us, you know.
Yeah, and you can also follow the nonprofit's Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. It's, I think it's all CYHM.org.
Yeah.
We'll
be on all of those accounts, including our own.
Yeah.
So if you ever want to find an easier way to reach us, we all have those logins.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to get back to you guys as soon as possible.
Yep. And stop by the tent for sure and say hi, because we'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
Sabrina will be out filming.
Yeah, I'll be out and about. So if you don't see me at the tent and you see me elsewhere at the stages, just come by and say hi.
Yeah.
I'm really not that scary looking. I might have RBF, but just say hi and that will just instantly go away.
Oh boy. Yeah, so look out for next week's episode. It's gonna be a good one, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, make sure you stream on all those platforms where you can listen to your podcasts. We're basically everywhere now.
Yeah, which, give it a like, give it a follow, subscribe, whatever you do.
Tell your friends, tell your family, yeah. Tell anybody that needs...
Tell people on the bus.
What is it? They need some calmness.
Calmness, some entertainment.
Or entertainment. They need...
A little positivity in their lives.
I don't even know. If they... No, relatable stuff, because yeah. our life are just as crazy as your guys's, I guess. You know? But it's about to get crazier. I know that for sure.
Yep, exactly.
Anyways, we'll talk to you guys next week. And I don't know, hopefully we'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, see you later.
Bye.